Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday! Welcome to Heal Your World. You can follow us here at Heal Your World if you want more great shows like today. I'm so excited about today. We are at blogtalkradio.com/HeavenL, and that stands for Heaven Lee. That's me. Before we get started, I got to give a big shout out, a big, huge happy birthday to those with birthdays today. You know who you are. Happy birthday. This is a very special show today. This is about learning how to love your best friend, your body. Oh my gosh, and I am learning through this book. We'll be learning how to tune in and how to speak with our body and listen to our body with the author of Your Body Relationship. This is a groundbreaking book, and I'm so excited because it's personally helping me so much, and I'll share more about that later on the show. I'm so excited to have the author as my very special guest today. She's an Amazon number one best-selling author and a body relationship specialist. With her brilliant book that she will talk about today, Your Body Relationship, welcome to Heal Your World, Lemuela Christina Duskis.
Hi, Heaven. Good morning.
Hiya. Hi. Good morning. Very much, girl.
I am so grateful to hear that. That really means a lot to me. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I need to let everybody know because I have read a lot and I have watched a lot of TV shows on this subject. I think we all have. You know, I'll see a magazine and, oh, that looks like an article that might help me with my body because I hate my body. Your book is so very different than anything else that I have found out there, period. And I, you know, that kind of stuff just catches our eye. It's everywhere. But your book is so very different. And I'd like to begin, and I know my audience would love to know, how did you come to write this book? And what was your inspiration?
Well, thank you. I know you said it's really different. And before I wrote it, I asked myself some questions, like, how did I truly learn to love my body? But let me just start, like, I wrote the book to share my story with others. And it really just started out as an idea back in May of 2013. And it was right before I was leaving to go live in Rome, Italy for 6 months. And at the time, I was just going to go there to study at an Italian language school and to learn how to speak Italian. And my classes were in the morning from 9 to 12:40 every day. And I realized I had a lot of time left on my hands. And so I asked myself, what can I do with my afternoons? Because I didn't want to just be drinking wine every day.
Nice. Yes. Oh, well, so this book was started in Italy then.
It was. The idea was started in Denver when I was living there, and I was still teaching elementary at the time. Yeah, and I had like saved up my money so that I could take a year off from teaching and go live in Italy and just go study the language. I needed some me time, and I was doing that to just honor myself. But at the same time, I was like, I was still going to have a lot of time on my hands, and so you know, I just asked, you know, what can I do at this time? And then the thought came to me, why don't I write a book on how I overcame my weight obsession and truly learned to love my body? And when I decided that this was what I was going to do, I started telling people about it, like, oh, I'm going to go write a book, I'm really silly. And I knew I had a powerful story because for 20 years I had spent my life unhappy with my body, and that now I felt really good about me and my body. And when I say for 20 years I spent my life unhappy, like, I was just always thinking about calories and always thinking about what my body looked like. And sometimes I wouldn't even leave the house because I didn't feel good in my body. And, you know, I moved through that. And so I had to ask myself, how did I truly learn to love my body in order to write this book? What did I do to get past the weight obsession? How did I get to where I don't diet anymore and I don't worry about what I'm eating or how I look? How did this happen?
So many people. Yeah.
And that's why the book is, I think, so different, is because it's not like I followed a step-by-step program. The book is full of all these things and tools that I learned along the way. And I always tell people, like, this is a journey, and what I teach is not like a diet with, you know, like, you're going to do this and you're going to get there. There's nowhere for us to get to. It's a constant journey. But when we're on that journey, we can find more peace and happiness because we're not trying to get somewhere.
And what I loved about, just from the very first page, I felt understood by you. As the author, I felt like, oh my gosh, this writer understands what it's like to go through the ups and downs and just feeling so hopeless. Please share, you know, however much you want to share, because I want them to read this, buy the book and read this, but share some of those ups and downs and how you found your way to start actually communicating with your body. And this is what's helped me so much.
Well, I really appreciate that feedback, because I had to get really honest in this book, and some parts weren't that easy for me to write because it took some courage to write them. Like, for instance, when I was 23 years old, and it's still hard for me to share, but when I was 23 years old, I had liposuction, and I spent $5,000 on that because it was the most important thing in the world for me to be thin. And, you know, what's crazy about it, though, is that I still gained the weight back even after the liposuction.
Mm.
And, I mean, I can share my story with you, just how it's just been such a roller coaster of losing weight and gaining weight. And when I finally learned to build a relationship with my body and I let go of trying to get somewhere, I actually lost weight and my weight stabilized when I finally surrendered and learned to love my body. And so that's you know, what the book is really about.
Yes. And that's what everybody wants. I think, you know, if we just stop and think about it, you go to a grocery store, you know, you go to a movie, you watch TV, everywhere you look and everything you hear is like this huge demand to be thin. And it's no wonder that, you know, little girls younger and younger are obsessed with that. And I felt, as I was reading your story, I felt so sad for you. You said you started dieting at age 11?
11 years old. You know,
oh my gosh.
You know what's so funny? When I tell people that, they'll ask me, like, oh, you must have been, you know, really overweight. And I'm like, no. Actually, I wasn't at all. I was 112 pounds, and I was 5 foot tall. So I mean, I was not overweight. But I thought I was fat. And, you know, why?
Because everybody around our daughters, you know, I'm a mother, and My daughter is reading your book, which makes me very happy, and she loves it too. But everywhere around us, it's being screamed at us. You're not good enough. You're not thin enough. You're not thin enough. So I think everybody, I mean, you know, men included, so they can understand how women feel about this, but some men have this issue as well.
You know what I think?
Body is supposed to look like.
Yeah, but I think that men definitely have this issue. It's just more accepted for women to go around complaining about their weight and talking about the next diet that they're on.
Right.
I know many, many, many men that are very concerned about their weight. I think every boyfriend I've ever had has, you know, watched what they eat. And also for men, it's different because it's more about, like, you know, building muscle so they can go on a diet.
Right.
It's building muscle. And it's just different. I think it's allowed for women to complain about their weight, but for men it's not so much part of the norm in our society.
Right. And it might be a private obsession for men, too, but it's also, well, you know, the whole sexist thing is like men want power, women want to be beautiful, and that's kind of this, you know, horrible place that we've put ourselves and said, you have to be this, and you have to be this. And I think there is definitely extra pressure on women to be this certain, look this certain way, the way the magazines look, and it gets in, and I realized, oh my gosh, it doesn't even matter how old you are. And sometimes, I mean, my friends out there who are listening, who aren't 25 anymore, sometimes we think, oh, forget, I don't need to worry about my body anymore. Who cares how I look? You know, I'm older, nobody cares about me. And oh my God, when I started reading your book, I realized this is just about so much more than how we look. And I just thank you so much for writing this, because this is a very spiritual book. I don't know if anybody thinks about asking their body what it would like. Please talk about that, because that's such a huge key to opening the healing.
Yeah, well, you know, that started for me. I started doing some energy work, and this was in Boulder, Colorado, with an amazing healer named Lawrence Conlin. And we didn't even do a lot of talking. He would just put me on the table, and he would do his stuff. He would just, like, touch my spine.
Yeah.
But it was there that I learned to really notice my body and be inside of my body. And he would tell me, like, to talk to my body. And, like, if I would say, like, oh, I'm feeling this energy here, he would be like, well, ask it where it wants to go. So it was there that I just came up with, you know, asking myself, like, well, body, how would you like to move today? What would you, you know, like to eat? What would feel good inside of your body? And, so, I mean, like, the book just has all these different tools that I learned along the way and put together. But it was really there that I learned about, like, being kind to my body and honoring it. And it was, you know, Lawrence that would say to me, like, oh, it doesn't sound like, you know, you're being very kind. And it was there that I learned, like, oh, I can be kind to my body. I haven't been all of these years. I've been, you know, saying unkind things to it. And then I remember...
Like, for instance, because... You know, go ahead and like give us a little list of what, because we all do this. We all treat our bodies very unkindly, and I wasn't even aware of that, of how I'm talking to my body or ignoring my body. Tell us, you know, a bit about that we go around saying to ourselves, and why is it hurtful?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I wanted to share with everyone the three simple steps to creating a healthy and happy relationship with your body. And there's three main steps that I share with everybody. It's called communication, kindness, and honoring. So you can literally communicate with your body, literally talk to it. Like this morning I was in the shower and I was like, thank you, sweet body. You are so sweet. And, you know, that might sound, you know, silly to some people, but I'm really loving my body. Just like when you are in a relationship with a person. And so let me actually just start there, that what a relationship with your body is. And it's like when you would have a relationship with a person. And I know it's a new concept for many people, but this is why so many people have such troubles with their weight and pains and problems in their body, is because they're not including their body. And so you have a relationship,
right,
you know, like with your husband or your boyfriend, your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, your brother, your best friend, et cetera, whoever you have a relationship with. And think about, how do you communicate with them? Do you call them? Do you listen to them? Do you give them gifts? Do you honor them? Do you include them in making decisions? And it's the same with your body. However, no one has taught you this before, and it's truly life-changing when you begin to build a relationship with your body and include it. So, like, I tell people, like, ask your body in the morning, body, how can I honor you today? And then listen to what you hear. And it might come, you know, in the form of, like, a feeling, but you might hear from your body, like, you know what, I'm tired today. I need to maybe not be so physical, or maybe your body's like, you know what, I just want to go for a walk, or I want to stretch. And it's when you try that, when you practice that, it's actually really powerful.
I know. I really, I've got to interject this here, because I don't want to share things with other people if I haven't tried them and they don't work. That's why I'm just so very happy, and it's like a really urgent thing to share with my friends, because I was in a place, and so many of us are, where we're working, and I was in a place, and getting older, it's just like, I don't even want to think about my body anymore. And I realized the only part of my body that I was really honoring was my mouth, my taste buds. You know, because after I work, ignore my body, what tastes good? But it wasn't what my body wanted. I didn't ask my body. I was completely, you know, out of communication with my body, which it kind of surprised me once I really realized that I've just been telling my body, go away, I don't want to deal with you, I don't want you to talk to me, I don't want you to tell me anything. And so what's happened? You know, I'm, you know, sitting at my computer and, you know, getting off on all these spiritual, beautiful, wonderful things, but I believe that your book came to me because I was out of balance, and that's so easy to get out of balance. And I love your analogy that it's like a relationship. And I really thought about that, like, oh my gosh, if my body responded exactly the way that, you know, someone I was in a relationship with would respond, then my body would be invisible. My body would be gone. My body would say, see ya, you're not giving me any attention at all. And that just really impacted me. And, you know, when you go to the grocery store sometimes and you'll think, oh, you know, I feel down, I feel depressed, I think I'll get a lip gloss, I think maybe I'll get a little perfume, or, you know, nail polish or something to make me feel better. Last night, for the first time, and I'm even feeling emotional about this. I get so silly that way. Last night, for the first time, I go to the store, and I think, what will honor my body? And I got the prettiest bottle of water that I could find. It's Fiji. I do a little commercial for them. Fiji, natural artesian water. And it has this beautiful, bright pink hibiscus flower. It's like, this isn't lip gloss. It's like trying to cover up, or this is something that my body wants and needs. And
yeah,
it's just
that is beautiful.
Totally different way of thinking. Yes. There's
Sorry,
a consciousness there. No, I want people to hear that, because you're just cutting out a little bit. Repeat that, please. Yes.
Well, just, I mean, your body is conscious. It's alive. It feels, it responds, you know, and it, like when you ask it what it wants, it wanted that water, and you were saying it, you know, I think you said it had pink, and it's like your body was like, oh, I resonate with that. That's healing to me. That's honoring. And, you know, just having that is so nurturing, and it's beautiful. Like you're blessing your body by honoring it. It makes you feel good. It makes your spirit feel good. And
I just appreciate your book so much because it's a totally different way of thinking. I realized that for years, it's like, I've had it with you, body. You're not doing what I want you to do. So I'm just going to, you know, eat stuff to at least make my mouth happy. You know, the rest of my body can be falling apart with aches and pains.
and we're products of our society. So it's not your fault that you've been thinking this way or acting this way, you know, towards your body. We are products of our society. And our society has been teaching us that should eat this way, you shouldn't eat that way. You should push your body to, you know, exercise an hour a day or, you know, push it to exhaustion or whatever. But we just do what we've been taught. And
right.
So this is, you know, now you're just being taught something different. And it's like, oh, wow, I didn't know that I could actually communicate with my body. And when you build a relationship with your body, it really does change your whole world because it opens something up inside of you. And
yes,
it's kind of hard.
And
to
it
do
is it. Spiritual. Well, it is spiritual too. And I was trying to make a disconnect, you know, my body, blah, you know, just forget about it and just focus on spiritual. But your body is the house. You say this in the book too, and I've been saying this for years, but then kind of forget the body. But your body is the house in which your spirit lives. And if your house is a wreck, that's going to affect your spirit big time. So
yes.
This is another reason people need to know. And you're right. Society has created so much pain. Even just watching TV, you're like, all these diets, do this, you know, order these pre-packets and you eat this and you'll be skinny like me. You know, I've had tons of surgery and, you know, every time you see a picture of me, it's airbrushed. But, you know, they're just sending us lies. It's so refreshing. It actually helps to heal that pain, not just the physical pain that we can create when we don't eat what our body needs and asks for, but the psychological pain. That's why I want my friends to please. Carissa is in chat. I've got to read this. She says, Carissa says, I've been asking my body what food it wants, and the answer is always clear. I always feel satisfied and good after eating what my body tells me it wants. Well, she's been reading your book. It's changed my life. No more feeling sick after eating something my body didn't want. Yes. And Mary said
that
something up
so
here that
beautiful.
I missed. Oh, people are loving you in chat room here. Mary from the UK says, I think I was brought up to think of my body as like a car to get me around. Well, that's true, yeah. Rather than body being a temple that speaks to me. Yeah, utilitarian. But also, that temple. Yes. So, they love you. They're agreeing with you. Yes. Carissa
beautiful.
And Mary,
thank you.
And Yolanda in chat, thank you so much. She says, I love Fiji water. The bottle is so very pretty. Yeah, so I got, you know, loving the color, your eyes. Your eyes are part of your body. Yes. Wow.
But, you know,
so much to learn.
Going back to the listening to your body and our society, what it teaches us, you know, I just thought about how when people get indigestion when they eat, they go, oh, you know, this food gave me, you know, indigestion. I need to pop a pill or whatever. I don't even know what over-the-counter stuff is. But, you know, people think that they just need to pop a pill to fix something when actually their body is saying, hey, there is something that's not right that you're putting inside of me, and it is not right. So, like, that's another part of, like, listening to your body. Like, your body gives you messages in the form of pain, in the form of pleasure. It gives you these messages, and people have not been taught to listen to those messages. They've just been taught to go and fix something, and our society is all about fixing everything, and that's what a diet is, right? Like, there's something wrong with you, so what are you going to do? You're going to go fix it by, you know, fixing what you eat so that you can lose weight, so you can fix yourself, but you can be good enough and worthy.
Right. Oh, that's another thing you bring out. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing to fix, which that's perfect. I mean, how would it be if you had, you know, miscommunication or misunderstanding in a relationship and you threw pills at him? Now, here, take these and you'll love me. You know, take these and you'll feel like I love you. And I never thought of my relationship with just my own body that way. No, because my body's like, well, thanks a lot for throwing a lot of pills at me, but I don't feel any better at all. I don't feel loved. This is groundbreaking stuff. It honestly is. So what are the statistics, you know, like dieting and you know, how does that work? You know, how has that worked for us?
Yeah, so, you know, so everywhere you turn these days, you know, people are talking about their weight and their calories they've consumed or what they're not consuming or what they burned, and everyone's wearing a Fitbit or something that measures them or keeps track of what they're putting in their body and out of their body, and this is a total societal issue that is accepted as a norm. And what's interesting is if you look at the statistics of weight in our society, according to the Center for Disease Control, 69% of Americans over the age of 20 are overweight or obese, and Americans spend about $65 billion annually on weight loss programs and diet products. So it's interesting so much money is spent on dieting and losing weight, and yet 69% Americans are overweight. So here's my question. Is there a correlation between dieting and focusing on weight loss that is creating weight gain?
I think so, because just like you go through the cycle in your book, you know, when you obsess on the problem expands. And when you obsess, you know, if there's a good way to obsess, when you tune in to the relationship, then the relationship grows. It's such a different way to look at it. Yolanda's saying, I got, you know, wonderful comments in chat here. She's saying, thank you for this interview, that she's learning so much. She's lost over 70 pounds. Yeah, I mean, she looks good. She's smoking. she's smoking hot mama. She says she's happy about it, but she still has a lingering dissatisfaction. And she says she knows this message is for her. Beautiful.
Well,
thank you for sharing that, Yolanda.
Thank you for sharing, Yolanda. So, you know.
Yes, she says, love your body now. Love you now. There's nothing, quote, wrong. That's right. And she says, as you guys said, treating yourself better, treating your body better. That's what this is all about. And I love the way that Lemuela has written this. You won't find this anywhere else. At least I have not found this anywhere else. And when you talk about how we get started, how do we start changing that negativity and hate and, or just, you know, hey, I did great. I lost a lot of weight, but I still don't feel very good about myself. How do we start changing that?
Good question. Well, and the thing is, so I think I said this earlier, but as long as you focus on the weight will be an issue. You'll never be happy with your weight if, you know, you're trying to get somewhere. So let's go back to, like, the three. So communicating with your body. Really ask it questions. What I like to do is I like to put a hand on a part of my body. It's usually like my stomach. That's where I really connect well. And I'll just like ask my body, like for instance, before I eat, what would you like to eat? And it might just take a little bit of practice, but just ask, body, what would you like to eat? And just listen. And also be aware of the difference between your mind and your body talking, because your mind, you know, might be like, oh, I want to have, you know, whatever it is. But your body's saying, you know what, no, I really want to have the chicken and the broccoli or the pizza or whatever it is. And another thing is, I do not have a belief that there are bad foods. So I hear over and over from people talking about how, you know, they're trying to not eat this food because it's bad, or, oh, I've been good all day and now I'm trying not to eat bad foods. Well, there really aren't any bad foods if your body actually needs something from that food. And so as long as you are honoring what your body is really saying to you, you're not eating bad foods. And like I said, I lost weight and my weight has stabilized since, this is one of the things I've been doing is asking, you know, my body what it would like to eat. So I would just like to tell people today, like, just play with the question and have fun with it. It's not a diet. It's not something that you have to do right. There's nothing to get right or wrong. There's no perfect or unperfect, because there's nothing wrong with you and there's nothing wrong with anything that you do. So just play with it and have fun with it. And remember that your mind
is so much different. I've never been on a diet that was fun because I always felt restricted and guilty and that I wanted that bad food. But, you know, maybe we can, maybe we can look at that as a relationship too. You know, it's the bad boys that look so exciting. And then when you actually are with them for a few minutes, they can like be boring, have nothing to say. All they have is the leather jacket, you know? like empty calorie foods, but oh my God, chocolate. And not the chocolate is bad. I try to go as dark as I can because I know that there's good stuff in the dark chocolate. But yeah, I've really been playing with that. And what do you really want? And I might just eat half of something, and then instead of thinking like a mom, you know, that many of us are, oh, I need to finish this, I can't waste it, I'll just say, you know what, I'm just going to cover it up and put it back in the fridge. I don't want to eat the whole thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that tuning in to your body instead of your mind or, you know, habit or something, it's really fun. This is not a diet, and I'm having a blast. And what I'm noticing right now is energy level. My energy level has gone way up.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, when you bless your body blesses you back. So
yeah.
I mean, that makes so much sense to me that your energy has gone up, because that's your body just saying, I love you. Thank you so much for loving me. Thank you for including me. So I'm honoring you back.
And I've only been doing this, guys out there. I've only been doing this for a couple of weeks. I started reading the book a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I'm just so excited about what's coming. And as I think this way, how my body will reward me. You talk about, you know, pain, aches and pains and inflammation. I've already really helped to get rid of some intense pain that I was having. So my gosh, I want to share this with everybody I know, and I hope that it just spreads and spreads and spreads in a ripple effect of healing, because this is my show, Heal Your World. I don't want to have any authors, anybody on the show that isn't about healing. And your book is about healing in such a key way that we sometimes think, oh, well, that's the last thing I have to worry about. But this is just, oh my gosh, when you tune into your body, Mary, everybody's going crazy in chat. Mary's saying, my grandmother used to eat Mars bars by cutting them into slices and having two or three pieces. Everything in moderation, dear, she always said. That's so cute. Mary from the UK, she's my Mary Poppins. Yeah, and you can do that. If you want a Mars bar or Three Musketeers or Oreo cookie, you know, we can just have a piece, right?
Well, and I think, you know, it's also interesting, and thank you for sharing the cutting up of those pieces and the saying of everything in moderation. That's also, you know, we learn so much from our family members and the people around us, and then we take on these beliefs, and they may or may not actually be true for us, such as, like, how many of us have heard growing up, like, you have to eat everything on your plate before you have dessert. Or, you know, like, and otherwise we're wasting food. You don't want to waste food because there's, you know, other people starving. And then we take on this belief that, oh, my God, if I don't eat everything, then I'm going to be affecting other people because they're starving and there's this food here. And then we end up hurting our bodies by eating too much because we don't want to waste it. And so,
right, because the concept becomes more important than what we actually need. That's so true.
Yeah, and
you're
so,
right.
You know, the book is actually about finding your own truth and breaking away, you know, like peeling away those beliefs that actually don't even belong to you in the first place, but you don't know that because you're just a product of your society.
Yes.
I mean, we all are.
And Mary in chat, she's saying, you know, that comes from wartime rationing. It comes from a time of lack and fear. And anything you do that's based on fear is not going to feel good. If you that food's going to make me fat, yeah, go ahead.
It's not right and it's not wrong. It just may not be something that is true for someone that's picked up on that belief. Does that make sense?
Right.
So
yes, it may not be good for them.
Yeah, so there's no right or wrong with anything. It's just about finding what is true for you.
For you.
And,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Something else that I teach that is different than, like, dieting, because dieting teaches you to look way into the future, and you can't eat this and you can't eat that. I teach you, you know what, the only meal that really matters right now is the meal that's in front of you right now. The meal, this is the only one that you need to ask your body, what would you like to eat right now? Because
in
it's,
the moment,
this moment,
yes.
Yeah. And you know what, future is going to take care of itself because it's not even here yet. And all you have to
that's
worry
right.
about is right now. And, it brings it. For me, that's always been such a relief. It's like, I don't have to worry about later, but I can handle just this meal. I can make choices.
Yeah.
I can choose that, you know what, I don't need to eat everything because I don't want to feel too full right now.
Right.
And
right.
And when you take the focus off of weight loss and put it on feeling, how am I going to feel right now? It takes away the I should do this and I shouldn't do that. And as human beings, when we're told that we have something, we want it. If you told me I can't have water, I'm going to want water right now. So
Yes, right now. Yes,
right now.
That's the way we are. Yes.
Yeah, and that's why dieting doesn't work, because it tells you immediately that you can't do something, so you're white-knuckling it for however long you white-knuckle it for until you fall off your diet and go back to your old patterns of eating, and then you eat too much because you've deprived yourself, and then you feel bad about your body again. You go on another diet to fix that, and that's actually what I call the abuse your body cycle, and that's on page 20.
The abuse your body cycle. I mean, that is pretty much the internal manual that I've been living by. For, gosh, I mean, in my early 20s, I go back to my 20s and, you know, like big dating time for me, I was so scared of not being this, not being that. And I really relate when you're telling your story. We binge and purge. It's called bulimia, folks. Don't try it.
Yeah.
it's horrible, but that's what we think, how we look, and it's obsession with how we look rather than how we feel. And you so hit on that. I want to go back because I want everybody to be really clear, because 3 has been such a magical number for me. And the 3 points, number 1, you've just taken us through communicating. What's number 2?
So number 2 is kindness. So
kindness.
Being kind to your body. I mean, how many times have you even just heard people be like, oh, yeah, look at my, you know, big fat butt or whatever. Like, that's not very kind with the way that they're saying it. And just, like, be aware of the words that you are playing in your head when you're talking to your body, because actually people are talking to their body. They just aren't even aware of it.
Yeah.
And so just like in any relationship, once again, we feel loved when the other person is kind to us. So your body feels loved. Yeah. Your body feels loved when you are kind to it. And it will honor you back with kindness as well, just like yours gave you more energy. And so literally praise your body. You literally speak to it, just like I was doing in the shower this morning, telling my body how and speak to it throughout the day. And tell it what you are grateful for that it does for you.
Yes.
I mean, it does so much. It opens your arms, open doors for you. I mean, you can go to the bathroom. It can digest your food. It can drive a car. It brings you money because you can go to work and move it. Like,
the body is a miracle. The body is a miracle. And all of these things, you can't take the spiritual out of it. You just can't. But when you're just focused on your spirit and all, you know, woo, you're out in the ethereal. I say that because I've done that and I love that. But when you're ignoring that house that your spirit has chosen to live in, you're just missing so much. And my daughter, she helped me understand this a while back. I think I mentioned this on another show, that she was saying that the grounding, and as you are grounded, which is connecting to the physical you, connecting to the physical mm-hmm. body that you have a relationship with, it helps you. Just, she was talking about the red, you know, because that's like a grounding chakra, the color red.
Mm-hmm.
It grounds you so that she saw it as this blue light going up into heaven, going up representing spiritual connection, that when you're solid and grounded and appreciative and grateful, it actually helps your spiritual life bloom and blossom and grow and thrive. And I said, Jasmine, that's great. And this was just like right before I discovered, I saw on Facebook, you know, I saw your book that had just come out. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Wow. Let's take care of the physical to enhance the spiritual. They all go together. And you'll see in her book, Your Body Relationship, get it on Amazon.com. You will see how this works. It's physical, spiritual combined, and it's amazing when you get them together.
Yeah, excuse me, but yeah, everything in the book you can also apply to other parts of your life. You have
yes,
a very wise
absolutely.
Daughter, Heather. So
I do.
You do. I wonder where she learned all this wisdom and this beauty and all these gifts from.
Gosh, well, I have learned so much from her and from my son. They are brilliant star babies. So I often feel like they came to me to teach me. And, you know, whatever I give to them, I hope that's helpful too. But, boy, they have taught me a lot. So I'm very, very grateful. To get the book, I want to let people know, like I just said, Amazon.com. Go get the book, Your Body Relationship. It's on Kindle and paperback. And I have, I just got this year the iPhone 6 Plus, and that is my bookshelf. That is my bookcase. I have her book in my phone, so wherever I go, I can just read a chapter here, read a chapter there, and there are exercises you can do. I'm taking this book slowly. Sometimes I'll, you know, read a book really fast, but I am just absorbing and internalizing this one. So I just invite you to do this. This book will be your best friend. It's like the body Bible. It's just amazing. It's amazing. I thank you so much for writing it. And today I want to send people to get their prizes. Tell us about these three seats that you're giving away to the Lose the Guilt and Lose the Weight, because you're a body relationship specialist.
Yeah, so I'm actually really excited to offer this class. It's called Lose the Guilt and Lose the Weight. It's worth $197, so I'm giving it away to three subscribers. So in the class, you'll learn why dieting doesn't work and what does. You'll also learn, you'll also understand the pattern of dieting and why it keeps you locked in, and the pattern that can lead to natural weight loss to occur. And I'm also going to teach you a magical and simple tool that helps you to not overeat and to choose foods that feel good in your body. And this tool is, it's actually a question. I'm all about questioning. Questions change everything. I'm like, question everything in your life.
Yeah.
But it's a specific question that I created that really helped me to stop eating and when I felt, to know when to stop eating. So I'm giving that away in class. And that's why it's called
that
the guilt.
That is huge.
The weight.
Yes.
And
I'm going to join this. I haven't told you this yet. I know we've talked a couple times on the phone in preparation for the show. I'm going to join this. I commit to you now. And I'm going to blog about it and you know, take my friends through it too. And I hope they will, you know, go through it with me. And you out there, because this is online, wherever you are, you can enter to win one of these three seats for the Lose the Guilt, Lose the Weight. And all you have to do to enter, subscribe right now at www.lemuelacristina.com. That's Jasmine's middle name too, Christina. lemuelacristina.com/book. And what is that little dash page /? And you can just click right on this. You don't even have to remember that. Click right on the show description.
If you just go to LemuelaChristina.com, you can just on the, there will be like a pop-up, and so you can just enter your email address there. But when you do that, you get some free goodies and as well. I like to give. Actually, this year, I don't do New Year's resolutions, but I do like themes. And my theme this year is the year of the gift. So I've been like, what can I do to give more to other people this year?
Wonderful.
You'll get to be part of the free virtual book club, and it's a series of short videos that correspond directly with specific chapters in the book. And then there's also a Facebook group so that you'll receive daily support through that. But if you just go to LemuelaChristina.com, put your email address in. You'll get that, a whole bunch of other stuff, and then you'll be entered to win the Lose the Guilt and Lose the Weight class, which is going to be starting in March. And it's an online class. It's 5 modules. And you can take the class.
My body is telling me, I want to do that. I want to do that. I want to do it. I'm there. Yes.
Yay.
So worth it, and I'm so excited to join you in this, starting in March. Okay. And just in case, because I know you can pronounce your name really well, and you know your name, but just in case, it's such a gorgeous name. I was actually singing it to her before the show today. So this is a good way to remember her name, Lemuela, la 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 la. And I can't sing too much, I'll get in trouble with Disney, but it reminds me of Cinderella. Lemuela. If you can remember that, www.lemuelachristina.com. And you'll find everything you need to navigate and get into this class. And I'm so excited for people to start thinking differently. Mary's saying in chat, saying there's a kind of punishing element to eating, and that all changed when she went to live in Paris, where people just love food, and it's a totally different spirit, taken in a different spirit. Yeah, yes, it does vary.
Thank you for
from
sharing
country
that.
To country.
It's a societal thing. It's something that we pick up. We pick up on other people's beliefs. And how do we change
in
that?
Italy was fun. I actually went there too. In Italy, oh my gosh, it was fun. And I really didn't worry about food or obsess about food. They had olive oil on everything. And I'm like, I wish I would have brought my butter.
Yeah, well, because
I learned. I use olive oil today much more than I used to. So...
I have been converted to olive oil since after living there. I am definitely an olive oil person.
Yeah,
but
that works.
Mary said something about food and punishment, and it's also really important to be aware that what you feed your body or withhold from your body can be an act of kindness or an act of punishment. And people aren't aware either that what they're putting in or withholding is either being kind or punishing. And you don't deserve to be punished. Your body does not deserve to be punished. Ever.
And I'm discovering that so clearly. Yolanda's saying in chat room, people love you. They love you, Lemuela. It's amazing. Thank you. It's amazing the impact culture has on how and why we eat. That's right. Yolanda. Okay, my brother does this impersonation. She says, call me Popeye. She says, love olive oil. Oh, Popeye.
Wow, that's, you do that. You do that well. So, hey,
thank
Heaven.
You. We're going to remember olive oil.
I know that we're getting down to just a few minutes left, and I want to make sure that I do give everyone the three steps. So we've got communication, okay, so asking your body questions, listening to it, okay? And then we've got kindness, treating your body like you would treat someone that you love. And then there's honoring. Once again, like in any relationship, we feel loved when the other person honors us. So each morning, ask your body, body, what can I do to honor you today? And it may be a massage that your body is asking for, a walk in the park, or just 5 minutes of, laying down or something. But just honor your body in some way. And when we take time to honor our body, because sometimes we're like, oh, I don't have time to go for a walk or to lay down or whatever, we don't make time for those things, but when we do make time, we actually end up having more time. For some reason, we feel better. Our mind's clear. Our body's more energized. So every day, doing these three things, communicating, being kind, and honoring your body every day will bring about small shifts in your relationship with your body that will have a huge impact on the way you feel in your body and the way your body responds to you. And I have to say that I have seen many people's bodies change just by communicating and being kind and honoring. And I have seen people drop weight, and I've also seen health issues drop away as well. And earlier, I wrote this down, just the word pain, because I wanted to come back to it real quick. If you are having any pain in your body, just put your hand on it and ask your body, what are you trying to tell me? Our society tells us, go fix it, go get a surgery, go take a pill. And I'm not saying that that's not what your body needs, but I'm just saying just talk to your body, put your hand on it, and just ask it, what are you trying to tell me? And notice the pain and be with it as opposed to trying to fix it. And you might notice some interesting things change or happen.
I've been doing that, sweetheart, too. I've been doing that, and I didn't really, I had been doing that, like, from a spiritual place, like, I need to hurry up and heal this so I can keep working on my spiritual stuff, but I wasn't doing it from a really take the time, love my body. And the thing is, as you mentioned, that works in tandem with medical care. If you need medical care, you'll only heal faster when getting the medical care that you need. You'll heal faster with this. So this can be combined. But oh my gosh, yeah, I'm, you know, taking care, but before, you know, I do, you know, the medical stuff, I need to tune in, and it really has helped diminish the specific pain that I've been fighting with for years. So I really thank you, and I want you people out there to go and get this book. Start your healing today. Your body relationship, your best friend, your body, the keeper of your spirits, where your spirit decided to come and be in this beautiful house. So let's love our bodies. And I'm pledging to do this with you. My friends, I'm pledging to do this with you. I'm here for you. I'll be blogging about this, don't you know? And we'll do this together. I thank you, Lemuela, Christina, Duskus. I thank you so much for being with us. You are a fantastic, bright light in our lives. And just keep doing what you're doing. I wish you great success.
Thank you. Can I share one more thing?
Please do.
Okay. So I just want every single one of you that's listening to know that you are a beautiful being, and that every single one of you is worthy, lovable, and good enough because you are, not because of what you look like, not because of how much you weigh, not because of the car you drive or the house you live in or the money in your account or the relationship that you're in or the people that you know. You're worthy because you are you. And I just want you to know that. You are worthy because you are.
That is a beautiful blessing. You're leading me right into my weekly blessing, and I see why your book resonates so strongly with me. You harmonize with my spirit, but you've given me hope for my body. And you know what? When we take care of our bodies, our spirits down here on earth can give a little longer. You were talking about you actually have more time when you take the time and tune into your body. You can stay awake longer because you have more energy. So it actually gives you more time in your day, and it can give you more time in your years, in your life, so you can help more people. I love you so much. I'm just going to put my weekly blessing agreeing with your blessing that you just gave, because they so harmonize. If you want more goodies, remember, go to LemuelaChristina.com and enter for one of three great prizes, $197. She's giving away three of these. Go enter. I see this every week. You can find more goodies from me on intuitivespiritguide.com. You know, you, Lemuela, you are included in this blessing as well, and I thank you so much for being here and sharing your heart with us and sharing this powerful, powerful message. You, everyone out there listening, you are beauty and eternity within. You are love, and you are so very loved. And thank you so much for being with us, Lemuela. I appreciate you, and I honor you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you for honoring me. It has been such an honor to be here, and thank you for everyone that wrote in. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yolanda says, I'm going to say this too. She says, all women are amazing, beautifully and fearfully made beings. We give life. We are powerful. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Tune in again next week. Yeah. We love you. Bye for now.
Thank you.